So let's talk a little bit about the data that's out there, particularly related to checkpoint inhibitors. Peter, maybe you can run through these two key studies.
Sure. Well, KEYNOTE-59 is really the landmark study that got approval for pembrolizumab in gastric and GE junction cancer. This study looked at patients who were both PD-L1 negative and positive. There were other cohorts as part of the study that we're not going to discuss, I assume, that looked at frontline therapy with or without platinum and 5-FU. But really, the one to focus on is just simple pembrolizumab, 200 milligrams every 3 weeks. On the waterfall plot, there was a significant number of patients, almost half, who responded in one way or another to this therapy. Overall, the objective response rate was just under 12%, and it really seemed to depend entirely on PD-L1 status. So patients that were PD-L1 positive had a response rate of about 15% or so. Patients who were PD-L1 negative, it's down by 5%. Patients that were MSI high did dramatically better. I think it's in the low 60s in that particular group. Very small numbers, of course. So this study, I think, really was groundbreaking in the sense that it got approval for this agent in third-line therapy for PD-L1 positive disease.